And we are back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line. And joining us in studio this morning is the Director of Recreation over at CRC. We have David Raines in studio. Good morning, Mr. Raines. How are
good
you doing
morning.
Today?
Good.
It's good to see you today. And quite a few things going over on at CRC. And we'll go ahead and get it started with youth basketball signups are currently underway.
We do. We're taking signups for Session 2, which includes 3rd and 4th grade boys, 3rd and 4th grade girls, 5th and 6th grade boys and girls as well. Session 1 games are getting ready to start next week, so this is only taking signups for Session 2. The registration deadline is November 30th, so please get in as soon as possible, and we'll accept late entries until the 4th. So if you want to get signed up, please contact our office. I believe you can still sign up online as well at our website, which is www.coffeevillerec.com. So get in before it's too late.
Absolutely. Get those basketball signups going. And also, still going on and still very popular, definitely is pickleball.
You know, I just came from out there, and we've got a few in today playing pickleball. We have free play for pickleball. Come out, absolutely free. We have paddles. We obviously have all the nets and balls as well. We have three courts going, and we do those on Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to noon, and we also offer a Friday session from 9 to 11, and it's absolutely free. I think I even saw a couple of high school kids in playing this morning.
There we go. Yeah, they're off today, so
they are
having a good time out there then.
They are, yep.
All right, so pickleball definitely been very, very popular. In fact, some people out there today. Also, Field Kinley High School, the indoor pool is open for a few things.
We do. We have water aerobics classes that take place on Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Now, it is a monthly membership to do so, and that's $25 a month. We also offer a lap swim. We offer a morning lap swim, which is 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Tuesday through Friday. And we also offer one during the evenings, from 7:15 to 8:15. Now that runs Monday through Thursday with those lap swims. Again, that is a monthly registration fee, $25 per month to use our pool. We also have some birthday parties that happen. Obviously, we have some restrictions due to the pandemic that's going on. But any questions about whether it's a pool rental or water aerobics or lap swim can go to Jamie Grant. She's our aquatics coordinator over at the office, and she'll be happy to answer questions.
All right, so some great things going on over there at the pool. And also the skate park at Sherwin-Williams Park, I've seen even as of late as last week, lots of people out there enjoying that skate park.
You know, there's a lot of people that utilize it, not only for skateboards, but, you know, inline skates or mm-hmm. scooters. And we've even seen people out there with their bicycles, which is absolutely allowed. You know, they have some beginner obstacles out there as well, and they have a little bit for the more advanced, the stuff that I want no part of having a wheel going down. So, but it is. It's located inside Sherwin-Williams Park at 103 South Klein. It's open, you know, until I say sundown, because I think it's a little dangerous to be out there. Right. There is some lighting out there, but even with the lights, it's still a little bit dangerous when it gets dark. So we just want to see people use it, and they've taken pretty good care of it. So if you're interested in jumping on something and getting out there, absolutely.
And what you guys have been talking about, we were talking about off air, I don't know if we can talk about it on air, about connecting LeClaire Park to Sherwin-Williams Park via trail. That way people can walk on it.
You know, there's a little bit of phase one done. I know the city has put and, you know, I don't have all the facts here in front of me, mm-hmm. but about 1,800 feet of trail in.
Wow.
At some point, I think there are plans to maybe connect that, try to connect LeClaire to Sherwin-Williams Park, which would be absolutely awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to that down the line.
All right. So that will be definitely a good thing, that connecting those two parks together. There's also lots of ways to register for all these activities.
You know, we do. You can come in our offices. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5. We also have a drop box located to the left of our entry door. So if you have a registration form, and we just talked about basketball a little bit ago, you can drop that registration form on with a check. We ask that you please don't use cash. Drop it in our drop box, and we check that, obviously, you know, every day when we come in. But that's just one way. You know, you could also go to, like I said, our website, www.coffeevillerec.com, to register online. You can register at midnight. You can register at 2 a.m. on that. But But you have to be able to use a credit card or debit card when you're registering online. So a couple of different ways. Or you can just come in and see us. So.
Definitely, yeah, like you said, there may be some people who are night owls, and it's 2 in the morning. I think I'm going to register my kids.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Do that overnight. Also, yeah. The batting cages at LeClaire Park still open. However, you'd be closing for the season coming up on the 1st.
We are planning to close them on the 1st. We've been pretty lucky with weather so far. I know we had some ice come in a few weeks ago. But we're going to try and keep them open until December 1st for those that want to use it. We still have 3 baseball machines, 2 fast-pitch softball machines, and 1 slow-pitch softball. The hours of use are from 7 a.m. to, 11:59, because technically the parks close at midnight. Mm-hmm. So, and $1 gets you 15 pitches, and we do have a token machine on-site. You can use a 1, a 5, a 10, or a 20 to get tokens, or you can purchase them through our offices out at Walter Johnson Park at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. So, but we do require helmets. So please, if you don't have a helmet, you can call us and make arrangements to pick one up. But we do require them because the balls can bounce around there all over the place, especially if you have more than one person hitting. So we just want to keep people as safe as possible.
Absolutely. And you can wear the helmets like the big leaguers do. So
absolutely.
And also, again, that's the batting cage is closing on December 1st. There's lots of ways to find out what is going on at the rec.
You know, we do. We have a Facebook page. If you go to Facebook, or if you have an account, you can search us, find us on there. We also have our website. We also unveiled, we did a text message service a few years back. We had to go away from that because, you know, they were starting to up fees for that service, but we're back to that. So if you are wanting to receive text messages about any signups, any activities that we have going on, all you have to do is get your cell phone and text the word Coffeyville Rec, Coffeyville Rec. It's all one word, 22999. That automatically opts you in. You will receive any kind of notice we put out, whether it's soccer or baseball games canceled due to inclement weather, whether we have program deadlines, signups coming on. So there's really not an excuse not to know what's going on with us, because it's as simple as, you know, a text message to your phone now.
And that's completely free, correct?
It is.
Other than text message charges, but otherwise that is completely free.
It is, absolutely.
All right. And also, you have on here, talking about this history of the CRC. I remember we talked a little bit about it once, but it's a great history, and I love hearing about it because, again, Coffeyville Rec Commission, one of the very first, if not, I do believe, the first in the entire state.
You know, it is, and we've, thanks to our executives up at our Kansas Recreation Park Association, they've sent down a little more info, so I'm going to share a little bit. We were one of the first. We started somewhere, it was 1944. They had a part-time recreation director. It didn't become a mill levy funded organization until early in 1946. But the cool part was it was the Coffeyville residents that got together the legislation, put it together for our representative at the time, which his name was Senator Richard Becker, introduced the bill. It got passed, and some of the other cool things, and we're looking through the 7 cities that were amongst the first to establish one. Our population in Coffeyville in 1946 was 17,355. That was more than Lawrence, Kansas. That was more than Manhattan, Kansas. Obviously, it was more than Newton, Kansas, and it was more than Ottawa, Kansas. So it's cool to see how, well,
that's wild.
It's ironic to see how population changes. Obviously, Lawrence and Manhattan have blown through the roof with, you know, what they have there. But, you know, we were amongst the first, really the first to get things going. And it really paved the way. And I just got an email the other day because I was just wondering how many exactly rec commissions and departments we have. And we have around 220 so in the state of Kansas. So Coffeyville helped pave the way for not only what we do here, but what we're doing throughout the state of Kansas when it comes to recreation and parks. So it's pretty cool to learn that stuff.
Absolutely. And me, I'm a history buff. I love learning about history, about everything, including when I moved here. I learned a lot of history about Coffeyville itself, a lot of, especially the Dalton history. Everybody loves that. It's so cool to read about that. Also, one last thing here. You guys have some new virtual programming coming pretty soon.
We do. Jamie Grant, our special events coordinator, is working on some things that we can offer. Obviously, we need to be able to find something out there that just because of, again, what we're dealing with in terms of the pandemic. So she's looking at what's out there. I tell you, the great thing is not only do we have resources that we can look here within the state of Kansas, we're looking at what others are doing around the country. Our National Park and Rec Association does a great job of sharing information. Obviously, we didn't invent the wheel, but we can borrow, beg, and steal from others what they're doing right. So we're looking at things that we can offer for you know, just to get through this, and hopefully we're back to normal here soon, within the year of 2021. But you know, it's changed the way we have to do things, and we're going to adapt and change and until we can go back to how we used to do it. So a couple other things, if you don't mind.
Okay,
I
absolutely.
I want to thank those that donated to our Youth Scholarship Fund at the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation Match Day. It was awesome that people thought of us. 100% of those donations go toward helping children afford our program. So we're thrilled, humbled, and want to say thank you so much. And just to let you know, our offices are closed on Thanksgiving and the Friday after Thanksgiving. So we will take time with our families to celebrate and be thankful for what we have.
Absolutely. And those that are coming out to the commission, like the building, to play like basketball or pickleball, are you guys taking like temperature checks when people enter?
You know, we are not taking temperature checks. We do ask people that you know, if you don't feel good, please stay home.
Mm-hmm.
We also require masks.
Okay.
If you cannot social distance within our gym, then you have to have a mask on. And that's one of the things we're going to emphasize during basketball season. People that come through our doors to come and watch, they will be in masks the entire time they are in there. The only people without masks will be those players on the floor. We'll even have our players sitting on the bench in masks. All of our staff will be in masks. So we're trying to do our part to limit exposure and keep people safe and be able to provide programming at the same time.
Absolutely. So, again, great things you guys are doing out there. And if anybody does have any further questions about these events or any other things, how can they get a hold of you guys?
You can call us at our offices, which are 251-5910. You can look on our website again, www.coffeyvillerec.com. You can check our Facebook page or, you know, please come through the door. You know, we're happy to see people come through the door and ask questions about what we offer and how we can help them. So don't be shy to do that.
All right. Well, again, that's David Rains, the Director of Recreation over at CRC. We thank you so much for coming in today. And we will talk to you, I guess sometime next month.
Next month. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a happy Thanksgiving as well. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Open Line. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.